Now, once upon a time in 2SER, there was a daily host called Lachlan Acourt. And he's here on the phone to chat about his podcast, his brand new podcast that he's the executive producer called Once Upon a Lie. Okay, are you there, Lachlan?
I am here and I'm so excited to be back on 2SER. It's been a very long time.
It's been a long time. Everybody misses you, I'm sure. I'll get all these texts going, oh, it's so nice to hear Lachlan on the radio again. I'm sure I'll hear that.
Yeah, I mean, they will mostly be coming from me, but as long as they're coming through.
That's right. So you've been doing an after's course, is that right? Australian Film and Television and Radio School.
That is right. I have been studying radio and podcasting because if anyone heard my shows on the Tuesday Daily last year, they would know I didn't really know what I was doing. So now, hopefully, I have a much stronger grasp on things and I've been putting it into practice all throughout the year and most recently, as you said, with this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Once Upon a Lie. So there's a lot of people collaborating in this podcast. Was it your idea about fairy tales or was it a group effort?
No. So we, as a class, had to all come in with an idea for a podcast and we pitched it to everyone and we put it to a vote. And someone in our class, her name's Annabelle, she had the idea to do an investigation into the origins of different fairy tales and folklore stories. And as we looked into it, we realized there was actually a lot to unpack there because most fairy tales that you know and you hear as a kid came from much darker places with a lot more gruesome details. So we wanted to do a bit of a dive into that.
Yeah, well, some of them are just gruesome to start with, like Brothers Grimm's fairy tales are terribly gruesome.
Yes, exactly. And we've sort of looked into those ones as well as where the Brothers Grimm got a lot of their ideas from because, well, we spoke to a fairy tale expert, her name's Jo Henwood, and she told us that not all of them, but a lot of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales were actually more collections from stories that already existed. So we are looking into where those stories came from as well.
Okay. So your first episode dives into Cinderella. What's something about that story that might surprise us?
I mean, there's an awful lot. It's a very old story and one of the most popular. There are 900 different versions of the Cinderella story. So, I mean, really take your pick as you look into them. But the origin comes from ancient Egypt, actually, where an eagle apparently took a shoe from a slave girl and the pharaoh went to find her. And as the story was adapted, it got darker and darker. In one version, the fairy godmother is actually not at all the fairy godmother, but the ghost of Cinderella's dead mother. So that's a much darker twist on the version that we know today.
Oh, that reminds me. I had a dream about my dead mother last night.
Oh, no.
She was alive and she was as domineering as ever. But she...
Well...
That's what happens, huh?
I guess so.
In stories and dreams. Now, sound design has a big role in creating atmosphere. Can you tell us a bit, you know, about the creative choices that were made for this podcast?
Yeah, so we wanted to really bring the stories to life in more of a fun way. So we have gotten everyone in the class more or less doing some voice acting. So we have really tried to tell the story in a very immersive way. So you get a lot of sound effects, a lot of music, and hopefully some fun scripting as well. We've sort of adapted the stories to be as if they were set in the modern day sometimes. So some references to things that are definitely not in the originals, like Facebook Marketplace and sourdough starters.
That's right, yes. I thought nobody talked about a sourdough starter in a fairy tale.
No, I mean, if they have, we didn't come across it in the research.
That's right. And each story carries a moral or a warning. You know, which one resonated with you the most?
And I mean, why? The moral is really change and adapt as the story is evolved. So the moral that we have from a story like, Sleeping Beauty today is not at all the moral that might have been initially intended, because another thing we found out was that a lot of the stories were not actually originally told for kids, and that's partially why they are so dark in the earlier versions. So when today you might have a moral like, if you believe in yourself, then anything can happen. Originally, that moral might have been something more along the lines of, if you do as you are told and stay quiet, then nothing bad will happen to you. And that's sort of what the point of Cinderella was when we were speaking to Jo Henwood, our fairy tale expert. She told us that she doesn't like Cinderella at all, because all she really does is sit around and feel sorry for herself, and then good things happen to her. And that she doesn't think is a good moral. So as far as my favorite moral, I might go with the Hansel and Gretel one, because that's one of the only fairy tales where the main characters actually take action into their own hands and try and help themselves out.
Outsmart the witch.
Exactly.
Yes. They're very smart, Hansel and Gretel.
They are very sneaky kids.
They are. I love a sneaky kid story. I've just started watching Bluey.
Oh, Bluey's a great show. I think if we did another podcast not on fairy tales, it would have to be on Bluey.
Yeah, exactly. Look, thank you very much, Lachlan. Is this the first year of afters? Have you got more years to go, or are you're a qualified radio host now?
Well, I've got about 2 weeks left to go, and then as far as the piece of paper I'll get says, I will be a qualified radio host. But, I mean, I'll let you judge for yourself if you want to listen into the podcast. It's Once Upon a Lie, and you can just Google that and it should come up. Once Upon a Lie podcast.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lachlan, and good luck with, we'll probably see you back here, won't we? You'll be back at 2SER doing something now that you're free.
Look, I don't know how much I should be saying, but there are plans, so hopefully soon.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Lachlan. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And you know who that was. That was Lachlan Acourt talking about his new podcast, Once Upon a Line. And for more details, visit our website, 2SER.com, and you'll be able to find it there.